I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Every Monday and Friday at this very time, we visit with Frank Cusimano from KSTK. This would be no exception. How are you this afternoon, Frank? Good to have you on. As I got to put this little call control thing, I have to lock the phone line. There, I did it. How are you?
Good to be with you, Mark. Everything's going well.
We have some little bit of breaking news from the Cardinals that we noticed with John Jay joining the organization.
Yeah, and I think that's it's a plus because he was a part of a winning organization, and he's a guy that maybe wasn't blessed with great ability, but he lasted a long time because of his work and perseverance, and he's worked with Skip Schumacher. So anytime you can add John Jay to the group, that's a strong, strong thing for the organization.
The other part of that report is that Willie McGee is kind of stepping aside. Is there anything more to that, or is that just Willie saying, okay, I'm going to retire?
You know, Willie's got a lot of daughters and a lot of grandkids in the Bay Area, and I think he's had just about enough of being away from them this long. So that didn't surprise me. We got some inkling of that late in the season. So he's been great for the organization, but there's only so much time you can spend away from grandkids, as you know.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to see the one in Houston this week. All right, so here we have the two most hated teams probably in all of America going against one another in the World Series. And do we care? I guess we care because, this Ohtani, Aaron Judge story, there are some great storylines with the Dodgers and the Yankees. It's just that we don't want to see them in the World Series. Speaking personally.
Yeah, I was watching MLB Network today. How can it get any better? Well, for a lot of people, it could get a lot of better.
Right, exactly. I was rooting for the Guardians. I was hoping for something just a little different.
With that said, though, you do have Judge with 58 home runs on his resume this year, and you have Ohtani with 54 and 59 stolen bases. It's not going to be lacking in star power. And I guess television rating-wise, it's going to do pretty well.
So Fred told me, is this true? It has to be true because the Hall of Famer told me. Was Tommy Edman really the MVP of the championship series?
He was.
Oh, my God. That hurts.
He had 11 RBIs. I mean, 11 RBIs in a league championship series is absolutely insane. It's just like Randy Arozarena. You know, trade them and they'll become the MVP of the league championship series. We have to be setting some kind of, you know, unofficial baseball record of most trades of guys resulting in the league championship series MVP.
Congratulations. All right, so I had a lot of work to do at the house on Saturday. I had the game on at 11 o'clock, the Mizzou game, the homecoming game. It does not start off very well, and then it continues to not go very well. Frank, I'm just going to tell you I'm a terrible fan. I turned the damn game off. I never turned any football back on, and I assumed that Mizzou had lost. I was even getting text messages from folks like our friend Jeff Drew, and I thought, oh, they lost. But they didn't lose, did they?
No, I want to go back to one of my favorite songs, which shows some of my age. It's Bonnie Tyler, Holding Out for a Hero, and that's what it was. I mean, we're talking about a guy who was away for almost 2 hours, who was getting an MRI during the game for 35 minutes. And then all of a sudden he runs on the field and he says to Drink, or Drink says to him, do you have any physical limitations? And he said, no. Well, let's go win the dang game. And you know what? Here's an amazing thing. Is on that final drive, that one run where he had to spin around and he went up the left sideline, he was clocked at about 19 miles an hour. That's the fastest he's been clocked all season long. The fourth and five to Luther, the long pass to Theo Weiss. I mean, you talk about an athlete at his best at the most important time. Let me just say this about Brady Cook. If you didn't like him before Saturday, then you respect him. If you liked him before Saturday, you love him. And if you loved him before Saturday, you want your daughter to marry him. I mean, that's a game that will never be forgotten in the history of Missouri, the Brady Cook game from here on out.
And I missed it. I missed it. I never even went back to watch the end of it. Now, he talked to you last night, and he talked about a text message from I wasn't sure if it was Peyton Manning or Painting Manning. You know, that gets confusing.
So Peyton writes what to you and then you write what to him back.
Yeah, you know, Peyton texted me last night and said, you know, what a gutsy performance. Great job. Keep it rolling. And I said, thanks. I appreciate you. Looking forward to next week. And, you know, just a little text like that definitely means a lot.
All right. So let's talk about next week, because they dropped in the rankings. They deserved, in my opinion, to drop in the rankings. But it really doesn't matter. You win in Tuscaloosa. This whole thing is now once again pointed toward a potential slot in the college football playoff. You don't win on Saturday, you're done.
You're probably right. You know, there's, I guess I wouldn't say completely done. If they were 10-2 at the end of the season, I think you'd still be in the conversation. But you win this thing and you are just in great shape. And how about this, Mark? If you lose that game Saturday, then it is over. If you lost to Auburn at home, then it would be over. So he kept the season alive. And you know what? For all the criticism he gets, he's lost three games in the last season and a half. Is that good? I think that's pretty good.
It is pretty good. We got to give a little love, and this pains me because, you know, they're not my team, and I don't like their ugly orange colors. But, damn, Illinois is pretty good too, right?
Yeah, who would have ever thought we'd get to a point where Illinois football is better than Michigan football? And that game wasn't even close. I mean, the score was only 21-7, but Illinois just manhandled them. And they've moved up ahead of Mizzou in the rankings. They're having an unbelievable season. Brett Bielema is doing the same thing at Illinois, which he did at Wisconsin, not what he did at Arkansas. He is a great coach. I'm really happy for them.
Look, I've seen them three times this year, and they really look like a good team. And, you know, we've seen some stumbles from a lot of really good teams, and that certainly could happen, but they're looking pretty good. All right, Frank, well, listen, have a great week. I will not be here on Friday because I will be in Houston visiting the new grandbaby, and the World Series, I think, starts on Friday, doesn't it, Friday night?
Yes, it does. Friday night, yes, sir.
Friday and Saturday, the first two games. We'll talk, I think, in about 2 weeks because I'm off next Monday, too. So you have a great week.
Bye, buddy. Take care.
All right, take care. I was kind of thinking through that, Sue, because I will not be here on Monday. I decided to take a trip down to Houston. I'm going to leave on Thursday night. I would prefer to take an airplane, but it became a little bit cost prohibitive to do something very quickly. But I'm going to drive down. I've never taken a drive this long down to Texas. I drove back from Dallas a few years ago. I flew to Dallas, and then I drove back here. But 13 hours. So I'm going to go to Little Rock and hang with Bill Clinton and Hillary on Thursday night. Probably have a little dinner with them and then, you know, talk a little bit about politics. Hit the road first thing on Friday morning and go to Houston and then come back on Sunday night, Monday, and be back here on Tuesday. So that's my whirlwind trip.
That's a whirlwind, but it'll be worth it. I mean, that's the first time you'll see him.
That's right. It will be worth it. I can't wait. I thought I was going to take the little 9.5-year-old, but she's got school, and we figured she'd miss a little bit too much school, so she's not going to take the trip with me. We're going to take a break. We're coming back, and we'll visit with Frank Mealy. Montana's an interesting state in the presidential race because of the Senate race, but Frank's great on politics. Steve Malenga will talk about these crime numbers that have all of a sudden been corrected, and we'll do an audio cut of the day coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.